Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, and I want to thank everyone for listening today. So on today's show, I have a new provider through the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. I have Dr. Anthony Brutico. Good morning, Dr. Brutico. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Well, I'm so happy that you can join us. And I say you're new to our Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, and you are a podiatrist, and you have your own office called Honesdale Podiatry here, correct?
That's correct.
So tell our listeners how long you've been with us and how long you've been a podiatrist.
Well, thanks for having me. And I started up here in the middle of June, so I've been here about 4 or 5 months now. And I've been a podiatrist for, I think, 4 years. Originally, I was in private practice for a few years before joining Wayne Memorial. And I was in the wound care center over at the hospital for about 2 years. But I'm really enjoying it up here.
Well, good. And we are so happy to have you, because you know podiatrists are really so important to our community. So, you know, speaking of podiatrists, what is a podiatrist?
Right, exactly. That's what
right?
I am.
Yep.
So we're highly trained in the foot and ankle, and you know, we go through a lot of schooling. You know, we do 4 years of undergraduate school followed by 4 years of medical school. And then from there, we do a surgical residency that can be about 3 or 4 years long. Some residents or doctors after that usually, you know, sometimes train as in fellowship for 1 or 2 years, specializing in something in the lower extremity, maybe pediatric deformities, limb deformity like clubfoot. But, you know, so we are highly trained in the foot and ankle. We do a lot of rotations with orthopedics and infectious disease, other specialties as well, so it really helps us. And as far as what we do, we diagnose, treat, advise, and one thing I tell patients is that I detect a lot of things in the lower extremities. So we diagnose and treat a wide variety of problems in the lower extremity, and we advise on how to make problems, you know, prevent them from getting worse. And then the last part is being a detective. A lot of patients come in and, for example, they may have numbness and tingling in the feet. And, you know, I'm the first person that they're seeing for this sort of thing. And the first thing I think about is, you know, what is causing numbness and tingling in the feet at night when patients are trying to sleep? And I first think of diabetes or some other medical condition that's affecting the nerves. So a lot of times, I'm the first line of defense when it comes to diabetes or, you know, patients with vascular disease. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, I'm a detective.
Right. And you know, and that's sometimes a hard job to do, right? But with your background and your knowledge and experience, it kind of, you know those signs to look for. Like we were talking earlier, I'm a diabetes educator, right? And so as we look for like excessive thirst, excessive urination, weight loss, you know, when it comes to you and feet, that is definitely some of the signs of early diabetes is when they have that numbness and tingling. Unfortunately, sometimes they've already had diabetes and not know it, correct?
That's correct. And I mean, the first symptom is numbness and tingling, and this can be an early diabetic or a patient that is just undiagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what, again, we talk about diabetes a lot, but what are some of the other more common conditions that you may see and treat?
So one of the you know, common conditions I see in the office, really anything lower extremity, but it depends on the season. So in the summer, what I'll see is, you know, pediatric patients who have ingrown nails, warts, very common in pediatric patients. And then plantar fasciitis, very common in the summer. And then, you know, patients decide after the winter that they're going to go out and exercise more because they've been all cooped up. And they come in with, you know, Achilles pain or tendonitis of sorts. So it really depends on, you know, the time of year. But the most common things I see in the office are warts, fungal or thickened toenails, calluses, athlete's foot, heel pain, sports injuries, and occasionally I see a fracture. All of these can be treated conservatively here in the office with, you know, injections, therapy, medicines, and you know, I reserve surgical discussion with my patients as a last resort. So, mm-hmm. you know.
And Wayne Memorial does have some surgeons available that sometimes they can work with you. Like if someone had to go, the worst case scenario for surgery, you help with that referral as well, correct?
Oh, sure. Right. You know, I've had a few patients that come in with, you know, a dislocation or a fracture, and I send them to the orthopedics department for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they get them in pretty quickly. So patients are really happy with, you know, how quick they're getting in with those doctors.
Right, right, which is so important. The quicker the care, the better the outcome, as we all know, right? When should a person see a podiatrist? Like, are there some recommendations on general podiatry care, which we'll probably get to? But, you know, for example, if someone does stub their toe, how long should they wait to come and see you? Or if someone does have diabetes and they see a red spot on their foot, should they call you right away? Like, things like that.
Yeah, those are all sorts of things to look out for. I mean, you know, somebody with diabetes really needs to be seeing a podiatrist about every 2 months. And that is because, you know, diabetic patients oftentimes, I think it's about 50% of diabetic patients will develop neuropathy at some point in their life. And what happens is, you know, numbness to the feet. You can't feel them and you don't know when you have an injury. So I have a lot of patients who come in and state that they woke up in the middle of the night, they bumped their toe, went back to bed, didn't notice anything. And then by the next appointment with them, their toenail is black or they have some sort of infection that they did not know was there because, well, it's not bothering them because they don't have any pain. So, you know, if you're diabetic, I really recommend that you see a podiatrist very regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can check you for worsening symptoms or, you know, vascular issues or decreased sensation. And, you know, take preventative measures to stop worsening or of symptoms or prevent you from, you know, injuring yourself.
Right. So, like, if you did have an individual that came and saw you for diabetes, and maybe it is routine care, are there some, like, recommendations you go over with them, like what they can do on a daily basis to look out for those issues and problems?
Yeah, so I usually have a whole spiel that I give patients. One of the most important things, or I guess a few of the most important things I tell my diabetic patients to do, even my patients who have poor blood flow or peripheral vascular disease, one of the most important things you can do is check your feet. Now, some people can see the bottom of their feet. However, there's other people that can't. So I'd recommend you using a mirror, and you can use the mirror to check the bottom of your feet for any signs of you know, foreign bodies, redness, lumps, bruises, anything like that. And then the other thing that I really recommend patients to do is wear white socks and check your shoes. The importance of the white socks is because, well, if you can't see the bottom of your feet or feel the bottom of your feet, if you step on a splinter or a piece of glass, it will likely have blood, you know, on the sock. And you take your socks off every night and you say, oh, you know, I have blood on my sock. I should probably go see the foot doctor. There's something going on there. And then, you know, checking your shoes. And what I tell patients is, you know, just don't stick your hand in there and to see if anything is in there. Actually take the shoe, turn it upside down, and shake it out. I can't tell you how many patients I've seen that have had a piece of glass in their shoe. I've recently pulled out a wire bristle from, you know, someone's skin on their feet just on a regular diabetic, you know, checkup. Patient didn't know it was there, but they were in their garage recently. So, you know, checking your feet, your shoes is very important.
Right. I remember when I used to do diabetes education, and I'm not laughing, but I would tell the story of I had gone to a conference and a podiatrist at the conference was talking and actually had a patient that had put his watch had fallen in his shoes and he had neuropathy so bad, he actually put his shoe on not even knowing the watch was in there. When he went to his doctor appointment, it fell out. I mean, could that happen?
I wonder if the watch was still working.
I don't know about that, but it's kind of scary.
Yeah, and to that point, I had a patient who, you know, didn't want to lose his keys at his brother's house. So he put his keys in his shoes when he took them off, and then didn't know, put his shoes on, was walking around with his keys in his shoes and developed an ulcer on the toe. Fortunately for him, he did really well with wound care and healed. Now, you know, he's one of my patients that I see every, you know, 2 or 3 months, and he's doing really good. Another thing is, you know, tight shoes. You know, you want to go to a wedding and wear these, you know, nice shoes. You can certainly do that, but you have to be checking your feet for any areas of rubbing, irritation, blisters. I just wouldn't put those shoes on and dance for the rest of the night, or, you know, you got to be checking for areas of rubbing, especially with these tight shoes.
Mm-hmm. Like, speaking of shoes, I kind of have to chuckle to myself when you're talking about shoes. You know, I'm much older now, but when I was younger, you know, you had the heels and the stilettos and you wore them, and you wore them for hours and your feet really hurt afterwards. But long term, can that cause issues with people's feet? And I look at more comfort now. I like flats better. Sneakers that fit properly, right?
I agree. I mean, the flats are great for certain individuals. Now, you know, by wearing heels, it's hard to say whether or not, you know, you're going to develop a bunion or a deformity of your foot. But if your, you know, relatives, your mother and father had a bunion or a hammer toe, you know, by wearing heels or inappropriate shoes, it can predispose you to develop this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have to look at my mom, because my mom did have very poor feet, like with bunions, and she had to have foot surgery. So that makes me nervous, because I have a lot of my mom's traits. Yeah. So that's why I kind of really take care of my feet, because it's so important. I love exercising. I love walking. I love doing things outside. And I couldn't imagine not be able to do that.
Yeah.
No. You know, what about, you know, lifestyle overall? We talked about diabetes. Yes, November is Diabetes Awareness Month, so I'm glad we touched a lot on diabetes and foot care. What about smoking? And does that cause issues with, you mentioned vascular disease. Can that cause problems later on down the line with feet and vascular issues?
Yeah, you know, patients with vascular disease that also smoke are very difficult to treat when it comes to lower extremity injuries. And it's not just, you know, an ankle sprain that we're treating. A lot of times what I'm seeing is, you know, a bruise that develops into, you know, a blister from rubbing inappropriate shoes. You know, these patients who have poor blood flow and also smoke are at high risk for additional complications. And when I say complications, it's development of infection and, you know, unfortunately, amputation. These patients take a significantly longer time to heal any kind of injuries on the lower extremities. So, you know, I recommend anybody with, you know, cramping in the lower extremities, you know, to be evaluated for blood flow issues, because, you know, you could have, you know, prolonged time to heal if you develop any kind of issues in lower extremity. You know, even just a simple ingrown nail, you know, if it's infected and you smoke and you have vascular disease, it's going to take a lot longer to heal on these patients than their counterparts.
Right, right. So, you know, coming back to, for example, individuals with diabetes, again, you would not recommend to wait to come and see you once they have an issue, right? So right. If someone's newly diagnosed with diabetes, there are some protocols out there, correct? Should they see a podiatrist every year?
Yeah, so what are the protocols? Once you get established with me, usually we see you every 9 weeks, and you know, I check your feet for any issues or any changes. And the first thing I'm looking for is loss of sensation to the toes. Oftentimes, I'd say about 50% of my patients have loss of sensation to the toes. And that's why I trim their nails, because if they're unable to, you know, feel their toes, then they're not going to be able to cut their toenails adequately and could predispose them to, you know, infection. And that's why I see them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Any other individuals that you may see on a regular basis? Because diabetes, yes, is number one.
Yeah. And then, you know, diabetes and vascular disease, you know, they're not totally separate. They can be, you know, on top of each other. A patient could have diabetes and vascular issues, but also patients that are on blood thinners I regularly see because they certainly are at risk for complications as well. You know, if they accidentally cut themselves on their toe, if they're cutting their toenails wrong, you know, they could bleed a lot, and, you know, that's for me to do in the office to, you know, prevent any kind of complications they may see at home.
Wow, great. Well, can you believe we're just about out of time? I think we probably could talk for another 10, 15 minutes. All my guests are like that. Like, you know, we get started. When I tell them they're 15 minutes, they're like, wow, that's really long. I'm like, no, it's not. It really goes fast.
It went by pretty quick.
It does. It does. So you are located at the Storebridge Medical and Professional Complex, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. And a phone number would be 570-253-8177. They can call in if they're interested in getting an appointment. They could make that with you.
Yeah, you can call that number. Cheryl or Kristen at the front desk will answer the phone and we'll get you in.
Great, great. Thank you for giving that shout out to your staff because they are awesome, right?
Yeah, they're great here. I couldn't do it without them.
Well, Dr. Brudico, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Really, I think the information you shared with our community and just the fact that you're part of our you know, Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers is really great. So thank you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Great. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.